This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
When it comes to illegal immigration, all eyes are on the southern border. But a group of lawmakers are warning that not enough attention is being paid to what's happening on the northern border.
The northern border is just as unsecure as the southern border, and the threat to our homeland is very real.
Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez says in about a year, we'll be seeing the same numbers on the northern border as we currently see in the south. And there's a real national security threat. The latest statistics show there are far more people on the terror watch list being caught up north. An intellectually disabled East Texas death row inmate has been resentenced to life without the possibility of parole by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Randall Mays was condemned in 2008 for gunning down two Henderson County deputies in Paine Springs. Mays has an IQ of only 63. Benjamin Wolf with the Texas Office of Capital and Forensic Writs helped represent Mays and says the death penalty should only be used on those who qualify.
It could not be more important, and I think the reliability of our criminal legal system depends on it.
Mays has had three execution dates come and go. With so many people looking to the skies on April 8th to view a rare total solar eclipse, the potential for eye injuries is real. Eclipse viewers should take steps to ensure their eyes are protected. Solar eclipse glasses should be authorized under label ISO 12312, which applies to products intended for direct observation of the sun. Eclipse viewers should be on the lookout for fake glasses or those that do not come with the proper ISO label. The Wood County Jail inmate who was found unresponsive in her cell and later died at a local hospital has been identified as 25-year-old Tori Breanne Huggins of Quitman. She had been arrested for injury to a child. A report from the Attorney General's office states the cause of death is unknown, pending a completed autopsy report. Texas Rangers are investigating. An East Texas woman was sentenced in Henderson County to 5 years in prison for shooting at and releasing her dogs on people working on her house. 64-year-old Catherine Viola Panciulo was found guilty of deadly conduct following a jury trial. The men she shot at had not been paid in over a month and were packing up their equipment to leave when the incident occurred. The Department of Public Safety reports that charges have been filed in Johnson County for a man accused of causing a head-on collision that killed six family members and injured two others. Luke Ressiger was arraigned on six counts of intoxication manslaughter, two counts of intoxication assault, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of marijuana. He was released on $50,000 bond with a restriction of monitored home confinement. Ressiger was not medically fit to be booked into the jail. For continuous coverage of news, weather, sports, and the daily podcast, visit easttexasradio.com. Dave Kirkpatrick, Headline News.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.